We are in the middle of the sugya of Bishul. We left over two sugyas. The idea of Tatal Gavar and the concept of a Nitzuk. We get to the sugya of Tatal Gavar. The Gemara of Sochem and Daf Ayin Hey. The Gemara brings down. Cham, the Torah Cham, Loch is Osir. Tzoynin, the Torah Tzoynin, everyone agrees is Mutter. However, Cham, the Torah Tzoynin, and Tzoynin, the Torah Cham, the Machlokes, Rav and Shmuel. Rav says, Ilo Gavar. Shmuel says, Tatal Gavar. The Gemara of Mamshich says, even the Tzad, that should be Mutter, still, as you make away, until due to the weight, due to the heat, yes, from the bullet porte. So that's the case of a klipa. How do we pass against the Rashi brings down the Gamri of a cloud, Rav and Shmuel, Locha Kirav? Since Lord Mamshik of Divine Law brings down two vices like Shmuel, if we pass like Shmuel, the Locha is Tato Gavar. Now, what is the reason for Tato Gavar among the Rishayim and the three different Mahalchim? Keep it simple, the idea that anyone seems to understand. How the air rises. And it arises, therefore the bam one affects the top one. So it's about the aura, the mutar is hot, therefore the bam one is hot, it acids everything. The top one's hot, only in case of a klipa. There are other mahalchim among the Rishonim, what the lumdus is. We'll see more barichas and simon tzadik aleph sifdalad. The basis over here left it out saying, we'll get the halacha in sifdalad bez Hashem, or we will, but they did it already. And they'll discuss in our communities more halachas barichas. And today, right now, I'll try to stick with what it says in the Amol of Fanenu, and get the Sugya of the Tatal Gavar. The Mo points out, there are 4 points over here. First thing he says, this whole entire halacha of the case of Bishul, the only case of a Kli Rishon, but not a case of a Kli Sheni. Now, he does not say what halacha is L'chadchilo, he only says it's Mutter. But however, the halacha of Tzimun Samaches, the moment is down, L'chadchilo is being machmel like a mechaber. And when he's being makel over here, it's a case of a Diyavet. Second halacha the Mo says, in the case of Zeh, Eitzel Zeh, has a halacha like Tato Gavar. Now, the account exactly where is Zeh, Eitzel Zeh is not that simple. Even though both in the Kli Rishon, both should be Osir. Both in the Kli Sheni, according to the Mo, Mice should be Mutter. So how do you have a case of Zeh, Eitzel Zeh with a klum Tato Gavar? So again, make it simple, the way the Yad Yehuda brought down by the Badai Shulchan, he understands that right now you have one inside the Kli Rishon, and the second thing is inside a Kli Sheni, or it's called over here, that's on the table. Basically, you have a pot with no walls, that is a Kli Rishon, touching something that's not inside this Kli Rishon. Therefore, the case over here, since has a loch of Zetel there, again, one is in the Kli Rishon, but the thing next to it is mash on the table or cold, or a Kli Sheni, Kli Sheni gets something that's cold. Basically, it's a pot, Kli Rishon, that has no walls to it, and the other pieces on the table, on the side by side. They're touching each other. Whether it's the case of we have Zay Tzul Zay, whatever the Kimta means. I mean, it's interesting because we'll see Tatal Gavar again in Zayin by sleeves. In this case, official. What's exactly Kimta with the case of liquid over here? So it must be the liquid underneath it. But again, there's no walls where it's touching each other.
Pen.
What?
A pen.
A pen. Well, not a pen. It has to be, there's no walls to it. No side walls.
What's the food touching?
If one food touching another piece of food.
Walls.
No walls to the pot.
There is no walls to the reason.
For sure. Yes. Kli Sheni is all tome. Kli Rishon is a get over. So we have a case over here of even though the one thing is in a Kli Rishon, the thing touching is a get of a Zaytel Zer, which I lock off the talk over. The third thing that I'm going to discuss is the sugar of Kalim.
The
Kli
Rishon is on the fire?
No. I mean, it could be. I don't think it makes a difference. The. Yes. The third thing over here is the case of Kalim has a lot of Tatal Gavar. The fourth thing that mobbing down the concept of Nitzuk, which also seemed to be under the concept of Tatal Gavar. To go through each one.
What was the third one?
Third one is Kalim has a lot of Tatal Gavar. The one is causing Eichel to Eichel. Kalim Lamar is Mapshakud in the case of Kalim. And the fourth thing is the Sugya of Nitzuk, which seemed to have the similar concept of Tatal Gavar. So go through the most four ideas over here. Go through each one. First idea that we have a lot of by Kli Rishon, not by Kli Sheni. That we spoke about Mubarichas last time, the two chumers of the Yamshu Shlomo. Number one, by the case of a Kli Sheni, the Mo wants to be Mekel. That we spoke at the Yamshu Shlomo wants to Aser. The Shach says to Aser, let's have some Shavuba. And the word of Taz is to Aser, let's have some Shavuba of a Dava Choshev. Fine, that's one thing. A second thing also, in Kli Sheni, is a chum of a Dava Gosh. Mentioned last time, Achloikis, Yamshu Shlomo, first to Mo, the Mo Mice is Mekel, Yamshu Shlomo, the Mice is Machmer. That's the good Kli Sheni. The second thing, the sugya we have is Zeitzel Zeh. Again, with this interesting Akimta over here, the Kamum Damo, he says, has a locha like to talk Gavar, and since over here there is no bottom, simple as far over here is, there's no hand ear that rises, then the locha is both in the case of a klipa. since the Yisrael Shemayit to Togavar, touching each other side by side, has a lach of a klipo. Asad HaShemi, the Shach brings down the Yom Shlomo, he wants to bring your wife to the Sugya of Melicha. What exactly that right is, we'll have to get to in the Sugya of Melicha. And over there, he wants to tie another lach and negate the same name as the get of Shishim. Now, the Cham, the lach negates the same name as the get of Shishim. Now, Mavucha, what to do with that? My son, when the way the Taz, when he brings it down, he ends up saying, could be Samech upon the Amor, Mok Hefsim Huba. That means he gets his Zetzel there on the page, there are three sheeters. We have Amor, the Maisa says, Klipo. Like the Gavar, there is not at all. Klipo, the Shach went this way, the Pitoy went this way, or Choshulchan, Yad Yudo. Atzal Shani, Yom Shlom, from Mizraim, the Sugyo Malicha, he wants to say that Sainin, in Shishim, the Shlo went this way. Atzal Shlishi, what?
What do you mean
Shishim? Shlishim, my own case of Shishim.
The whole thing will be used unless you have Shishim?
Yeah.
Yes, the whole thing.
For the Kol Shishim. Asal Shlishi the Taz, he brings it down, he says that Tzoyin is Shishim like Yom Shlomo, unless the Hefsim Ubo. When Chazakov, Chavadas, Chochm Zodim, that's the three sheets on the page. Next case, the third Sugya Nehum, was the case of Togav by case of Kalim. That means again, in most cases, Oichel to Oichel. Rav and Shmuel, we pass him like, Aloch is like Shmuel, the Togav. What about the gate of Sugya of Kalim? I mean, let's say you have a half piece of food on top of a kli over here. The kli and bomb mice in the case is cold over here. Come on, Grandma. And he says, since we have the kula ota togovar, if the pan and the bomb is cold, he also will not ask you everything. We case of only kli klipo. That means a kli will have the same aloha. If it's cold, the bomb, the kli over here, it'll only ask the kli over here, or the oichel, whichever one is the ist over here, one's ist or one's hetter, it'll only ask the case of kli klipo. Asad HaShani, the Chorinim bring down the Yom Shlomo. His words are, the Kli is She'ena B'teva B'kach. A Kli, the Teva is not to have food, blias of food inside. Not like Oichel, Oichel to have the site of blias of Tam inside. Since it's not the Teva over here, not made to have it this way the case to get to a Kli will be a case of Shishim. We'll ask the whole entire thing over here. Every time you need a case of Shishim. Always affect one to another. The Maiso, the Achoinim, Hinal Yom Shlomo, you have to know exactly what he means. The Yisrael Shabbat is not the Teva having it inside, and they argue. The Shach is very clear, being the Mizrayis, the Pichon Shaz Ein Mechel Klal, words of Minchas Yaakov, he quotes over the Shach, he says, Har Chabit Lissa Kol Dvar V'Shas, Yopoyskim Yishrenim V'Achoinim, Maisim, we don't go this way, Pichon Shaz Chavdash, Chach Mutadim, Or Chashulch, Or Masham, they all say the Loch Negei, by Kalim, also has the Kulo of the Togovar. That means it comes out, the Kli Ambam is cold, Bachloikis Yamoh versus Yom Shlomo, Yam Shlomo says the loch is shishim. Mashen Gid Amor says the loch is kula. That's where you paskin. The question is, for the case of Amor is the kli and bam is cold. Would you say the loch of to talk over by kli luchumro? Luchumro. That means let's say you have a case over here of a cold pot and the iser is hot and bam. You say luchumro this way to answer the kli. So come on, Kiveg over here on the Amor. They point out from another sugar the loch and simin tzadik aleph. Dalad, because down aloha, let's say a person has a pot, boiling hot, you have spoon inside, treif, and you take a spoon and sticks it inside. How much of the spoon becomes ulcer? So the loch is whatever went inside the pot is ulcer, whatever is sticking out of mice's motor. That's what you're asking. Whatever is sticking out of mice's motor. I kept talking over. It's on the fire. So we see in the gate to the kalim, the loch is we're not machmer, that means the whole time more saying the kli has a gate to talk over, so kiveger is the chul of kulo. Well, the chumro, to ask the kli, that the kli on top is cold, and think about mice's hat, we won't come on to ask it. It's before shalocho. That doesn't go all the way inside the kli. He comes with the pimgon that says the same. You say it over here. His words are that ma is the case only the kulam, not the chumro. Chavdas or chashulchon. Here's a question. Am I saying over correctly? This is kiveger. That means the way that he's coming from the pimgon, his words are that by kalim, mice does not affect kalim. Well, maybe this idea is because the oichel is lamata, but let's say the oichel would be a case over here of lamaila and the kli is lamata, maybe be different. What's the soy shiboy in this kiveger? Is it lamdis that we don't say to talk about by kelim luchumro? Or the lamdis shiboy is that by oichel, maisa, the case over here that is the isser chams lamata, what about the other way around? The kli is chams lamata. Right, the kli, let's say the kli on the bottom be hot and the isser turns on top. So Maisel Aruch HaShulchan, the Kavachayim, they bring it down that Kalim. Kalim, we don't say the Chumah to talk over. We only say Lekula, not Lechum over here. Maisel Aruch HaShulchan says, no, you're saying only the other way around, where the thing, the food on the bottom is hot. What's the shaila? How far take these sedim kiveger?
What the
kli
is Isser and the food is
not mechalik with Isser, what the hatter is. It's with the hatter. We're not mechalik here. We're not, yeah, no one's mechalik. The Torah would not be mechalik with Isser, what the hatter is.
The food becomes Isser.
Also kuloi. How much? Again, the talk of will be kuloi.
The emerson becomes
Isser. Yeah. You have to realize by now, we, between last Chabur and this Chabur, we have six Yamshu Shleimas, and all six are nice lechuma by the case of Isser, what the hatter. People who learn Isser Heter, Yom Shur Zalchumra, this is one of the classic times. Just speak out the six things we have by now. Number one, we have a case of Irik Klerishim by Isser Heter. Yom Shlomo says Kuloi, plus we'll say a case of Klipo. A second thing, Yom Shlomo, you have a case of a Klisheni. Yom Shlomo says Kuloi, plus we want to argue. I'm always saying to argue. A third Yom Shur Shlomo is a Klisha that's not Yad Sledis Boy. The Chokha the Yishami. Yom Shlomo wants to Machmer. The Shachmer also wants to argue. The fourth is the case of a double gush. Yom Shlomo wants to answer. The fifth is Zeh Eitzel Zeh, turning into the case of Shishim over here. And the sixth is the you have a kula of a case by Kalim. The Baal says, yeah. Yom Shlomo says, no. These are six cases. We'll get to maybe later on in the sim. There is one kula of the Yom Shlomo. This is better. You get to the sugya of sleep. But if it comes out, we have right now six chumras on the page where the chenim will argue with the Yom Shlomo. The fourth sugya, Nitzok, case of pouring. Now, to understand a little bit practically, trying to build it step by step. We have a Mishnah in Machshirim, in Berakei Mishnah Yud, by the Sugya of Tumah V'Tahara. The Mishnah is discussing pouring from one thing to another, its effect to make something as Torah Tomei. The Mishnah starts off saying, Hamara Mecham L'cham, U'mitzeinin L'tzeinin, U'mecham L'tzeinin. From hat to hat, or case of cold to cold, or hat to cold, the loch is Tohar. No problem will not affect one to another. But let's say he poured meat to Tanin Lacham when the bad thing is hot. That's why it's easy to remember the talk of. A bad thing is hot, says Tanakamo, Tomei. Mamshik the Mishnah, but said of Shimon, even in case of hatat, to say to talk over, who cares if the bad thing is hot, the bad thing is cold, even hatat, the mice come out to make it Tomei. So Machlik is in the Mishnah. What loch in the gate to Tumah V'Tahara? Do you say to talk over, the case of Tumah V'Tahara only from a case of cold to hot, even hatat? Now this is by Tumah V'Tahara. Come on, we should discuss. What's the loch in the gate to Isser Heter? Do we extrapolate from this Mishnah to who did when you pour one thing to another to the loch of the same idea, concept, to the sugya of Isser Heter? Come on, the Mordechai in Chulin, he says, just like over there with Machmah Tumah V'Tahara, here also when you pour one thing to another, from the case of Shem that's kosher to the chelav that's hot and bam that's being burned in the fire, one to another, all Shem left behind with the same thing with Isser Heter. Atzal Sheni, the Chumash Sedeshin, in the Chelav Beis and Shuva says, Tumah V'Tahara is a sugya of Negiya, also a sugya of Nesinas Tam. How in the world can you learn out the sugya of Tumah V'Tahara, the sugya of Nesinas Tam? One has nothing to do with another. So, Machlokes Rishonim, can you extend the Mishnah to our situation in Nesinas Tam? They have a Kamal Damo, and he passes over here, Dr. Moshe, Ramot, Torah's Chattis, Osla Arius, Meklishish, by Shem, and Kosher. You want to pour from your kosher oil, on top of a net, Dolok, it's lit over here that has Chelev inside, or Shum that's also over here. How about the Evid Ein Lochosh? Why? The Chachil be choishes for the Mordechai Shita that says we're extending it to the sugya of Isser Heter, but the Evig go like Shimon Sadesh and say no shaykes, well, nothing to do with another, and say the mice come to be mekel. That's where the Morgat is the Chachil of us. But the Evig to extrapolate the sugya of Isser Heter from Tumah V'Tahara or not. Building upon this, once you have this chumah lechachilo, how do you find this halacha practically lechachilo? That means first we have the Mishnah case of Tzayin Mitzayin, Cham Mitzayin. Tzayin b'cham, b'cham, b'cham. So first, tzayin b'cham, coming from something cold to hot, that's the Mishnah, that's the Ramah. Avadu yumach b'chachila in that situation. What about tzayin to tzayin? So come over to place and says, the tzayin shabai says that taz, tzad nitzuk. Pouring, connection, chibur. Therefore, it's not making chilek whether it's tzayin b'tzayin or not. It's connecting one to another. So the place, but that's not the record of the Mishnah shabai. So avadu tzayin to tzayin of the mice is mutter. Kamal Pima God says a snapshot of the Taz. Taz is saying, really, I didn't need suk, the Hevel is Eilu Lamailo, and the Shach and Taz and Maitha is no Machlokes, and they're saying really one thing. So this is Mavuchu, what Pshan the Taz is. Then the day, either they argue in the Taz, or they say, Pshan the Taz. Then the day, Avad, we have a Mishnah, the case of Tzainim and Tzainim, Avad is Mutter, there's no Chumra, or what they call Nitzuk. Cham Lutay Tzainim, Avad, again, that's a Mishnah, no one will argue the point, also no Chumra of Nitzuk. What about Cham to Cham, Hat to Hat? What's the loch in that case? Come on, the Achron, and I point out two reasons to be makel. One is, first of all, we have machlokes in the Mishnah, Tanikamo versus Shimon. We pass out the Tanikamo, Chamacham Meis is Motor. Shimon's Machmer, Pazai Tani Kamo. Tumah Vatahiro Mekel. Kosh Kevin the Sugi Isra Heter. Agi Esmi, what's the Svarti Mekel? Seiko Soit Tatal Govar. They say Seiko Soit. The idea of Tatal Govar, when the bad thing is hot, it certainly affects the thing on top. The thing is cold. It's affecting it. You see it get from cold to get warmer, warmer to get hot. When two things are hot, it affects things less. They're both hot. So does not need the thing above to affect it. So since it's obviously affecting it less, that's called the svar of the lumdis, say where cham b'cham has less of a koyach, the case was tzadim t'cham. We see it less of affection over here. Less something happy over here. Not a pool of brua. Where's the basal? Therefore,
does that mean that it has no effect?
Has less effect. Lo yilek pool of brua mashka. Less effect, and therefore it's, that's called pshat in the Tanna Kamma, where it's a chumah extending it from a Mishnah, we're going to pass like a Tanna Kamma. No, because now we have a Mishnah. Okay, fine. This, in this context, we'll see more. Therefore, by our case on this Ramah, the most case is Zoynim Teicham, to the base hill, Vacham Vacham, Vamekel. Crazy, Machzah Shekel, Vachkotodim, or Choshuchum, the Mice will be Mekel. Atan Hashem Kimgum says, Togovar. He says Tzorchin, and the Adudu L'maisa is Machmer. The Adudu wants to be Machmer. L'maisa, most of our Chodim seem to understand that the whole Makor can be more Machmer than the Makor Shavoy. And the whole Makor is a Chumr Shavoy. So only Machmer Tzayn Tzaycham, not Cham Tzaycham. Take a second question, how far to extend it. We're saying over here the Loch is when the case of Tumah V'Tahara, the case of Issa V'Heter. What about the case of Heter V'Heter? Meaning, a person is pouring something that's parable on top of something that's basri, top of his meat. Top of his cholent, liquid over here. Do we say the sugya shibai even applies to the case of heter beheter? Apisvarchi tzayno, and passing by the shulchan that way, and the orcha shabbos, the hilchah shabbos, what's the word to mechalik? Once you say by the case of isser beheter, we know it transfers time by vosu mechalov. Atzad hasheni, the eli rab and hilchah pesach, so it's not that way. Don't apply beheter. Karachayim, Yitzim Tarkei, Shlom Zalman, Nasher Klein, Rabbi Zia Orbach, Gil Sefer, and look at the Svart Mechalik, this would be pretty simple. By now, the Ilm should know, by the case of Issa V'Heter, when you have a knot by knot by knot by knot, we're always mach, but even by case of a non-Kolish. Example, person has a pot that comes inside of an Isser. Now the Isser has something, the pot is Osir. You put it inside of a case of spaghetti. The bleach inside of spaghetti is Osir. You take the spaghetti, you put it in the second pot. A third in the scene is Tom. Goes inside the pot. Cook inside the pot potatoes. It also comes Osir. Take the potato, put it in another pot. Then inside the pot, you put inside of it a third object. A napa, 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 you assume keep the iser. Masha Enkin, by the case of Bosa B'cholov, when it goes to second, that's called an atam kolosh. And therefore, you put meat inside your pot. Within 24 hours, you cook your spaghetti. Then you take your spaghetti and put cow cheese on top of it. Everyone in the room can eat your spaghetti with cow cheese. I believe it's a napa, napa, play shiks. Fine, but my is a tam kolosh, case of a heter. And therefore, it says that achroinim, in this situation, the whole idea of Nitzach Chibur is what is the idea of Tam Kolish. It goes up a little bit, affects a little bit, and then the sword to say over here that by Heter would not even apply, even in the case of Tzvan Techam, to be Machma over here. Fine, then those are Machma. The sword, why Heter is even better? Take a third child over here. How far to take this Chumrah? We're saying over here the case where you pour it inside on top of your children, Fleishiks. Let's say you put it onto, inside an empty pot that has bleas inside of an Isser. Not Moshe's, but the pot has blias of Isser. It's empty. Coming by the Shulchan says, what's chel to Mechalik? I said, what's a Nitikus Chibur? Goes one to another. They point out, there's the Eli Rabba, and there's Pesach, and Gilase brings down the Badai Shulchan says, what do you mean? It's Tam Kol Shmoid, it's only a bli over here, in case of Napa Nap, why be Machma that far? Take your fourth Akimto. You have a blia inside a pot that's Heter, a double Chumrah. Coming by the Shulchan says, what's for the Machalik over here? The Maisa, even the Bliya, even the Het Vet, the Maisa be Machmer. So then Gilas Sefer, why? So the Bada Shulchan Be'ikr, this Sugya says, once you take on the Ma'od Chumul Adchila, he has four Chumras. He says, number one, the case of Nitzok is the Chibam. So number one, my case of Het Vetter. Number two, even a case of Bliyas of a Kli of Isser. Number three, even a case of Bliyas of a Kli of Heter. Also, a fourth Chumul come over, says, even the Kli Sheni. Then we get argue the point, Kli Sheni, we know Machaber Ma'a Mekel B'Yevin. Even the case of Kli Sheni. Those are the four chumras. You can argue a point to each one. What are we leading to is the classic example that happens in numerous houses in Klal Yisrael on Shabbos. The person has a shulam pot, whether it's on a blech, whether a person has a crack pot, and then the water sells out, and you want to add in water on Shabbos. The question now is, when you add in water, let's say you have a kettle on top of your blech, you pick up a kettle, you pour it inside your cholent, did you just make your kettle fleishiks? Did you just make your liquid fleishiks? And therefore, Shabbos afternoon, you want to have your coffee. It's nice to have a bayam instead of the sugya of having this coffee. The chachila not to go do that. Needs a chibur. And maybe your water over here is a case of fleishiks. That's the question they discuss. Now, just to be clear, there are really 10 questions you have to answer to know how to add in water inside your cholent. Just to mention the questions, because it's very negeil, not to answer them. Maybe after work or the month, but it's not just the questions. There are 10 separate questions. Number one, an ounce of nitzok, do you make the water in the kettle fleishiks? A second question, do you make your water in the kettle fleishiks instead of sugya of zeya? They have a different idea of steam. The local simon koches, the rosh shito, you have a bayam instead of sugya of zeya, which they want to say this form. It's just if you wait 20 seconds, you push away the steam, and then you add the water, take care of it. Fine, but that's a zeya. A third problem is, you try to get a bishul in the water. That means, let's say you have a case of your urn, you put it on to 170, 180 on the Shabbos mode. You take the water out of the urn, now you add it into your cholent. Your cholent is going to be bubbled out to come to 210. You have a chashash bishul deraisa on your water. Maybe the fact that in the urn, if in the urn before Shabbos put on bubbling on the mode that bubbles it, then you want it goes down to 170, 180, and you add to your cholent, no problem. But people who just put on the Shabbos mode a couple hours before Shabbos, the water never boiled. Put inside your cholent, you buy a bishul deraisa on your water wear, chashash bishul, achlekes. A fourth problem is, when you enter the water, also, maybe in this water has no time, you do an active bishul, adding cholent flavor in the time over here. A fifth problem for the Mnei Sfarad, we're doing Irif Meklirishin, according to Mnei Sfarad, it's a Gedev Klisheni. You're taking something like Klisheni on Shabbos to Klirishin, before you buy it, cannot do that on Shabbos. A sixth problem is usually when your cholent starts burning out, the Achron get involved with maybe it's Nichol Gedev Tzli. So now the cholent was a bishul, then it's Tzli, you add a water case of a bishul. You have a chumma of the bi'alocha of bishul, like a Tzli, like a bishul, you have a problem on Shabbos, go do that. A seventh problem is when you add in the water, the sugar of agosa, you're mixing it over here, and chumma do agosa al-esh is a problem, where you got to take off the cholent off the heating element of Shabbos, that's agosa.
Isaac called next
thing, he's just pouring the cholent. So no, the crack pot is, or the case over here of the cholent on the blech, says ala ish, you can stir it. Adding a water, a lot of people say definitely get a stirring. Now they point out if you do it slowly, maybe it's not stirring. But if let's say you want to mach mitzvah sugya zeya, do it very high. Besides, your wife might not appreciate doing it very high. But also, they say you may have more of a problem mitzvah sugya zeya. So the better thing is to take it off. When you take it off, you buy mitzvah sugya if you have a block or not.
No, it's both.
An eighth issue is Xeris Bishul. You have to learn the Sugya in the Mishnah Gimel Sevdalet. A ninth problem is Sugya of Chazorah. In Chazorah, there are two issues, two questions it could be. Number one, the Aruch Shabbos has a Chiddush that's when you earn, sometimes it's on, sometimes it's off. If you take water from your urn when it's off, and you put it on your children that's on, he says you did an act of Chazorah, Shalal Eish, Turkish, Shalal Eish, and I'll do that on Shabbos. If it's bubbling, he says you'll have to take it. But not bubble, or when the machine is on, but it's not on, you buy up inside the Sugya of Chazorah. Another bayam inside the sugya of chazara is let's say your crackpot or your thing has no silver foil there. One of the five problems of the sugya of chazara is there is no blech. You cannot pour water from the urn and you can inside your cholent. Now on Shabbos you can't make a blech. You can pick up your crackpot, put silver foil there. No silver foil there. You have an issue inside the sugya of chazara. A tenth problem is that a sugya being pinim and mechel and mechem. That means a person when he takes from the urn to a cup to the cholent. The sugya we pass in the pinim mechel mechem mice is also. The question is a cup nichol in the category that those who are machmer of Bosner, who have falcon mice is mach over here, of either mice is machmer, and kiddurah b'shalom zalmend, or Shabbos has led it back from Shmuel Orbach, and have a place called mice want to be mechel and say a cup is not a problem, and the mile of a cup is not to get involved in the sugya of zaya and nitzok out sugya. That means you really, anything you do, you have to answer numerous shilas. That means those who want to use a cup, why? Not to make their kettle fleishiks. Those that use the cup, you have a mechel and mechem. So you have to know which one is the chumra, which one to deal with, how to address each one. Those are the questions over here. Now, to focus only on one thing over here. Rafaf my sass is it. What? That's your uncle, right? Rafa, one of those. Negate asking, negate to give nitzuk. That means on that side, you have a kettle that's on a blech. You want to pick up the kettle and pour it into your cholent over here to make sure to save the cholent. Did your water and your kettle become cases of fleishiks over here? So the Maisa, the Baal Shulchan over here, when he brings down this case, he says, Pashtun Kamas Fleshiks, the Chadchila cannot use the water. The Rav Shabbos, in Parak Beis, he brings down a Sugim Nitzuk, he said, the Chol Chadchila should not be done, the Chol Yabayai should not use the water.
What about the kettle on top?
And the kettle, maybe, the kettle usually after 24 hours, much more to root from. But let's just first focus on the water. We'll see why the water should not be a problem. The water is not a problem, the kettle is not a problem. Maisa, we tell the Sugim Nitzuk, a Gamak in the Rav Shabbos wants to be Machmir. And the Baal Shulchan is Macher. Maisha, there's Lev, the Ishim Shalom Zam, and Maisha, he is Mekel, Asher Klein is Mekel, Dayan Fish is Mekel, Abi Yashir is Mekel, Abi Bosna is Mekel, with Anam Lochim, Chudashoni, Shmir Shabbat Kulchosli, the new prince, Al Yitzchok, Lochis Shabbos, Abi Yashua, most Achleinim of Zil Obach, is Ketubis, the Maisha, and Mekel. By now, the Ibn should be very clear what we Mekel upon it. Number one, it's very clear that Amor is again is a Chumur from Mishra Machshirim. It's only Dilach Achila, not Kesib Diyevit. Maybe it's only Batum of Tyro. For Eid, what are we adding? Hatahat. Hatahat, the Tanakh Kamal Maisa and Mekel. Kamal the Basil, the Chokhbazodim, the places, or for Shulchan says, we're not mapping the case of Hatbahat. For Eid, the Kamal is the case of Heter Beheter. Once you have a Sugya of Heter Beheter, the Mishpah is going to say, the Chalageda of Tam Kolish should not be Machm over here. So on the case of Heter Beheter, of Hatbahat, in the Chumrah, the way the Yisrael Shalom Azam said, we want to be Moisif. Over here is a case where there's a berez, there's a spout over here, and there it's not going straight from the kettle, which you should know what exactly those words mean. That's what he wrote in the letter over here, the berez yeshul kalik, maisa kamal be'ikin of paisa, say the maisa smot over here. So we have these ideas over here of a chumro, the b'diyev is motor, of a yicham b'cham, of heter b'heter. L'chura, that's why the ulam seems to not worry about the kettle, only and they want to use it over here. But again, what to go do? Again, either do very high up or push away the steam over here. I would push and more steam comes out. They say it's coming from the water, not from the cholent.
Can you interrupt the flow?
You could interrupt it. You go like this with your hand and it goes water all over the place. If your wife doesn't catch you, call her kavod. Oh, you're back and forth. Yeah, back and forth. Yeah. You can also.
Hot water.
But it's to do it. What?
Hot water.
Okay. Now, again, so they do say again, without the steam shibai, they say take off the lid, wait 20 seconds, not worry about it. The only problem that you have now, without the lid shibai, this condensation on top of the lid, and then you're putting it back, is a bayam shab bishal on the condensation, also the mobile place, can be killed by some
weird makel. Which is the best way to go?
What have you done until now? It seems that the moin am seems to take a case of a cup. The moin am seems to go, not like Zachal Shomer, they take a cup. That's what Ilm does. Oh, so the better thing is if you know by the time you're back, you pick it up. Yeah, it's a kasa. Now, to start the sugya of Tzli, you have Lochan Sif Dalad through Sif Ches.
Does anybody have a kettle?
Are you trying to? You've been to my parents' house, right? Pesach, yeah. We add the children to the beans inside. Sugya Tzli. Now, first, we have different words here. We have tight words. We have Bishul, we have Tzli, we have Tzli Kader, and we have Afiyah. So, first, to get to Bishul, that means you're cooking with water. You have spaghetti inside a pot with water. I found out spaghetti's with water. That's you make it over here. That's called Bishul. You have a case of chicken inside water. It's called boiled chicken. That's Bishul with water. What's cooking it? The fire heats up the water. The water is heating up the food. Tzli is a barbecue. The fire is cooking it. Tzli Kader is basically when you fry your egg. So what happens? The fire heats up the frying pan. The frying pan is heating up the egg. That's called a Tzli Kader. The heat of the pot is cooking the egg over here. Afiyah is in the oven. The heat is coming from the fire is now baking your challahs. That means we have a case of being cooking with water, and we think of Tzli, Tzli Kader Nafiyah, being baked through the fire or the heat. Now, what's the loch in the gate to Bishul? By Mayim, that's Shishim. By Tzli, we'll see the loch be Klipa Natila Itzklalim. What's the loch in the gate to Afiyah? So the words of Ramon and Sefei is Ketzli L'chol Dover. That means Tzli, Tzli Kader, and Afiyah are all the same thing. They're different cases, different kimtas over here, but they get to our halacha, and they get to our sugya, it all is all the same thing. Fire, or the heat of fire, has the loch in the gate to the sugya of Tzli. Now, once you see there are two things here, there's Tzli and there's Bishul, Bishul Shishim, and Tzli has its clone over here, what is the gedder of how much is water to the water? So come on the Chavadas, and he says, let's say you have a little bit of lachluchis on top of your chicken. Is that a barbecue? Is that bishul? Is that a case of a tilo? A case of shishim? So the vada mat lachluchis, a vada not nichel the category of bishul, a vada nichel gedder of tzli, a rayo, all time to do a barbecue, there's a little bit of lachluchis on top of your chicken over here. There's always liquids that come out a little bit. Elmay mat lachluchis is nichel gedder of tzli. How much is nichel gedder of bishul? The words of the Beis Yosef is ma'at mayim. Beis Yosef also is ma'at mayim. How much is ma'at? We'll discuss that. But the words of the Yad Ephraim and the Yad Yudah, they're saying what's covering the object, should the nichel gedder bishul, and they bring a riot thing that's sticking out, machlokes Rashi and Levi over here, but covering is still the nichel gedder bishul. Kamal Dor Chashulchan says, but let's say it has no roitiv, a mamish dry, dry, dry. Once mechadish a chiddush, there's no roitiv, it's not in klip until it's nothing. Doesn't affect one to another, it's like clearly, clearly, roitiv doesn't travel. Also, chaticha the chaticha, bli roitiv klal, maisitz mutter. They point out that before Shashach and Simon Tzak Dalad Naftaway, Pima Godim, the words of Yad Huda wants to say, what's a dik in the Ramah by us? Ramah says, V'chom mevoshel b'loi roitiv, loch is k'tzli l'chol dover. Why chom mevoshel b'loi roitiv? It's in the word tzli. What's b'loi roitiv? I'm going to tell you, even though there's no roitiv, l'fugin l'arach ha-shulchan, is k'tzli l'chol dover. Not to the chav, when there's any roitiv, no roitiv, there is no difference over here, and then even it's completely dry, we come along the pasuk and the loch is a gedder tzli, not like a clearly clear that did not transfer one to another. Now in this sugya we have different terminologies. One's the word klipa, one's the word netila. What does the word netila mean? What does the word klipa mean? So first, the gedder netila, the words on the mechabe brings it down. He says kedei netila shuka ivi roichav espa. It's the thickness of the finger. He's quoting a Torah, quoting a Rosh over here. Pasuk can bring down the thickness of the finger. Which finger? The words of Pim Godim is in Ma'ivo. The words of Mishnah Brua is Simon Tovson Alef and Pesach. It's the size of the width of your goydel of your thumb. Which thumb? The words of the Paiskim say of a goydel baydini, the average thumb. That means it says the etzman, the mechaber, means your thumb. Which thumb? The average thumb. What's the average thumb? So they bring down Pedro Chaim No or the Chaznish. According to the Chaim No, the average thumb is 2 centimeters. According to the Chaznish, the average thumb is 2.4 centimeters. With those in English, it's about 1 inch. That means k'nei netila, when you have to take off, by the case of tzli, you have to take off about 1 inch. Lashon of k'nei klipa, what does that mean over here? So the achrenim, the shach, for example, the Rashba, it's the thinnest amount the person can take off in one shot. The thinnest surface that's removed in one piece is definitely the concept of k'nei klipa. Now people were asking, due to our technology, we're able to make things very, very thin, be connected over here, maybe it's definitely the category of k'nei klipa. Maybe, ulai, yishlodim, not far. Again, but the idea of the klipa is when you can take it off one, the thinnest amount, one amount, that's klipa, the tila is about 1 inch. Stop the secure. Actually, we have a Mishnah that the Chulun Daf Tak Vovam Beis, the Mishnah brings down a case of gdi that has been cooked with a yerech. The Mishnah says, if you cannot find the gdi, the loch is afil b'elfle bottle. How if you take out the Gid Anosha. You have the Gid Anosha being kicked with the Yerach. The Mishnah says, if you do not know where the Gid Anosha is, the loch is, I feel bad for the bottle. Masha, you take it out, get it nice and tam. Frankly, more on Daf, Tak Tes, Nav Kov. I am myself, why is it be also here, people have like bottle, I love your bottle, nice and tam. The Mishnah says, the Sugar by Gid Anosha, very shiny. The more on Daf, Tak Tes, is, I am myself, aim, begin, nice and tam. And why if you take it out, be also as nice and tam? Says Machlokes, we pass in the Gidim nice and tam, we should pass in Gidim nice and tam. That means we have a Mishnah that says two Chedushim. One is that Gidim have nice and tam, a second is that feel better for the bottom is that Sugya burial. Building upon that, Mamshot the Gemara and says three statements on the case of this Gid over here. Skid, Gid on Asher. We have a statement of Shmuel, Rav Chono, and Rav Yochanan. And each member is very important. First, come along Shmuel and says, Lo Yishanu, and this is Bashal Ba. The Mishnah by the case of Gid Anosha, and when it got cooked together. Ava Nislaba, when it got roasted together, that's not a Mishnah, what the locha, Chilav Oichel Ad Shemagiyah L'Gid. You can peel and eat until you get to the Gid. That means a simple reading is, by Bishul is nice and tam, by Tzli, Mutter. Chilav Oichel Ad Shemagiyah L'Gid should not be a problem. The question is, the items for the Mishnah, in Psachim, and Daf Ayin Hei, by the case of Karm Pesach, the Gemara explains that I involve the loch is by Karm Pesach has to be Tzli Eish, Leitzli machmas dova acher. If it's machmas dova acher, it's a bayah al korban Pesach. Mishnah has five cases. First case, you have the situation where your korban Pesach touched the oven. The Mishnah says, aloch is to take over the korban Pesach, klipo. A second case in the Mishnah, you have a droplet of shamunis went from your korban Pesach, went to the oven, and then went back to your piece over here, says the Mishnah, you have to take off the tilo. Then the Mishnah Mamshach says, let's say it goes upon your oven and back to your stylus, do kmitzo. Fourth case, in case of it being stuck with Shem and Shumo by Sol, case of a klipo. And we stuck with Maisa Sheni, you cannot charge the Bnei Chaburah. Those are the five halachas. To focus on the second halacha, which negate our sugyo, you have a case again of a Karim Pesach that dripped off from it, the Shemunis, went to the wall. The wall now goes back to your piece. This wall can heat up its sleeve, machmas of acher. You're asking your piece, how much kinein atilo? Our sugya says, kolif v'oichel ad shemigiel agid. So, what's the luch of sli? Is sli mutter, or sli in the case of kinein atilo? Question, the Mechorshim Mishnah against what Shmuel says, said Tosis by us in Daf Tzadik Vav, lav dafko, when it says over here, kolif v'oichel ad shemigiel agid, it's lafuke, the Mishnah of Shishim, lafuke, the idea of kuloi, v'avadi, in the case of kinein atilo. V'avadi, in the case of kinein atilo. So he does speak out, I said, Sok Moshev and Kedei Klippo, well, because Sok is a Mashu. Tomorrow says, Sok is a Mashu. Otherwise, in general, we need a case of Natilo. We're down by the O, by the Ritva, the Smak, the Rosh, the Tur. Then we have the local of Natilo, where they're from, it's a mission of Sokhim and of Ein Hemeveis. Sala Shani, three, the Ravior, Ben Yeruchim, they want to say, the reason why we do not say, the reason why we're not saying it's until the Gid itself, it's because either at the Mekel or the Porto, we have the Sugya of Chayim Beishu Shchito and Monchul Dav Ches, and then when they pass the Loch is Klipo. That means the Beishu Shchito brings down the second Malach, the Sugya over here is Klipo. And so the Shlishi the Beishu Shchito brings down is Ram Shchito, Azura won't say that's Rashi Shchito, that the Loch is Kulif V'Oichel Ad Shmigil again. Yoich Nami, everything in Mais is Motor, like Shmuel over here says, that's the Ram Paskins. That means, first, we have over here in Shmuel's statement, what does it mean? We have three mahalach among the Rishonim. What is Pshat? We have either how Taisa says, Ktenatilo, we have the Rav Yo that says, Look, they Klipo, and the Rambam said, Maisi need nothing, the Das of the Rashba, Beishis brings down, a little bit of Mavucha, you want to say, at least there's a bias, Ikas Klipo, you bring down Chadushim, maybe Kase Natilo, Maisi the way the Beishis brings down the end of the Torah's bias, says, Roy Lochish. Roy Lochish meaning that what? By Issa, Minatoro, we get up, we choshes to Chathil of a case of the Tilo. By Dabon, the Maisa, we make all. That means the Raj went back and forth, it's choshes for the case of the Raises. But again, that's the first member of the Gemara Shmuel. Second member, Kamal Ravuna, and he says, Gdi, they roasted together with your Chel over here, Osla Oichla, Film Rosh Osnai. Even from the ear lobe of this animal, cannot eat from it. So we have one Gemara says, we have another Gemara that says the whole animal is also. The whole thing is also. I could tell me that Rav Huna argues in Shmuel. Says we read for cannot be because Rav Huna is a Talmud of Shmuel. Pashas usually follow your Rebbe, so no one say he argues. So we have one member after another. One says everything is mutter. One member says if people rush also, the mice is also. Kasha. Everything more with the Yisoid. Shani Chelav Mifafaya. It permeates. It goes through the whole entire thing. Chel of mice is different. Now, what does that mean? It's also three pshatim brought down the Beis Yosef. Either we have the Rambam that says it permeates how much like Bishul. How about Bishul? The case of Shishim. It's also the case of Shishim. Case of Shishim. Now they point out the Rambam is saying by the case of being permeates lochos Shishim, case of kochosh is nothing. So when's the mission of Kain Atilam Sochem? That means kochosh is a total good. But Shomain, it's Shishim. So where's the mission to Kedain Tilo? So the Rambam is the Kasha, the Goyin. Once in the case of the mission is Reitav Shani. If we trace the Rosh being done at Mahalach, we'll say, Reitav Shani. Echam, you have to answer the Rambam, the Reitav Shani. Why? The words of the Yad Yuda, it's Davamud over here. Just like by the case of Socha, it's Davamud. Reitav Kedain Davamud, a case over here of the Tilo. But we have to say, some odd reason that the mission is different. But otherwise, the Mahalach, the Rambam, is by case that Shomain, the case says Chelav is Mephafeo, and the loch is it's Shishim, like Bishul. Atzal Hashem, the Beis Yosef brings down the second Malach, the Rosh Shito, says, you're right, the Rambam is like it's Bishul. But Bishul is Osir. Why is it Osir? They said that Bishul is this Bash B'Shovel. It goes through the whole entire thing. What's a Shishim? Bakal Shishim. Sli is not this Bash B'Shovel. Maybe they have pockets of taste here, pockets of taste here, pockets of taste here. It's not going through the whole entire thing evenly. And therefore, when you have a case over here of Sli, when it's Chelov, it's Benfeya, and I feel Rosh Osnai, everything is Osir. There is no Heter Shishim. It's Bittul, Bishul, not the Heter Shishim. Asad HaShlishi, Beshebing on the Rashba Shito, he says, really, the Rashba agrees, it's a case like the Rambam, it's Bishul and Shishim. Except you have a Mishnah Psachim, Davayin Hei, the Tilo. Therefore, it says that the Rashba is a case over here of Shishim and the Tilo. Shishim and the Tilo. That means it comes along in the second member of the Gemara of Shani, Chelev, and Faya with three Mahalchim in the base racer. Number one, either of the Loch of the Rambam, it's Shishim, Bishul. The Loch of the O, it's Bishul, but everything is Aser. Mahalach of the Rashba, it's Shishim in a case of Matilo. Third member of the Gemara. With what? Where maybe just when, once it goes through the whole entire thing, that even sounds like it affects the more. Maybe, I guess so. Third member is Rabbi Bar Huno. He came along and brings down a Maisa that the Isab Yechidon in the base Knesset of Dumoyin. Over there it says a case of a Gdi was roasted with a Chelboy. Mamish the same Maisa as before in the Rav Huno. The Isab Yechidon. Yechidon says, Chelboy Ba'ichel Ach Megiel Agid. I'm Ach Megiel Chelboy. Ach Megiel Chelboy. That means we have Rav Huno says, Afil Mavush Osna is Osir. And Rabbi Yechidon says, what's the Locho? Chelboy Ba'ichel Ach Megiel Chelboy. Two opposites over here. What's going on? So the Gemara has three Tirutzim over here. Either one is the case over here of this Chelboy is Kachosh, or the case over here is the situation where it's the Kulia B'Chalbo, the membrane of the Chalbo is the top of it. There was a Hefzik over here. Or the third case over here is the Divin Kimto, a Kilcha the Ilfis, a Tamanik a Fish, talking about a case of Timo by case of a Krelo. Both three Tirutzim. Focus on the first Tirutz, which we really get to hours ago, the case of being Kachosh. That means we have a situation over here, that the Gemara being Mechalik, that when it's a case of Shomain, Shani Chelem Mefafeya, when it's Kochish, what's the Locha? The Maisa, never call it for Eichel Achim Gila Chalboy. Two different things over here. The first, the Pshat in Kochish and Shomain, simple understanding is, when the animal is Geshmak, Gesund, a healthy animal, then the Chalboy is Shomain, and therefore Mefafeya. Mashenki, when the animal is Kochish, lean and small and not as strong, then the Chalboy becomes being Kochosh. That's first, I think, the Metzias. Now, in this Chalboy, that's Kochosh over here, why the Meister is saying Chalboy Eichel Ash Begil Chalboy? So Tosis over here has two different Malchim. Either you have a Baritam that says Aloch over here is not Mefafeya. Kochosh does not spread over here. It doesn't spread. That's the Rabban, the Rashba, the Ritva, the Ran, the Re'erim, it does not spread. Tosis second Malach, and they point out that the Ramam sheet over here, they come along and says it is Mefafeya. But what's Kochosh, we're assuming they're Shisha. That means at the end of the day, do you need Shisha by Kochosh? So Taisus to Malchim. Maybe it is not spread, Mutter. Or it's Kochosh, it's lean, it's not too much here over here. So we always assume the animal is the case of Shisha. We have body in the case of Shisha. Body in the case of Shisha. Fine. That means it comes along over here that we have three Tursim in the Gemara. Either it's Kochosh, or the case over here is the Krum over here, the membrane on the thing. But the case over here is different. Keep the team over the Kvail over here. Now, you do have to realize, before we said, in the case of Kochosh, the Locha has its Klolim. The case of Shomain will have its Klolim. We'll get the Locha, the Tila, Kulay. I see in the case of the mission of Gid, the mission says, Kvail of Eichel Ad Shemegiel Gid. And they were not Mechavit in the case of Kochosh and Shomain. So how can we have a case over here, Sadal, Safai, Kochosh and Shomain, had two different Lochas? We have a Biyachin and a Vuno. And by kid, we just left it as is. So Taisa says, "What time on the base Aisif? Gid the Maisa Shani. Gid Shani. If you want, you can plug it in. If you don't want. But Taisa comes along and says that Gid Shani. Why is Gid Shani? Taisa has two different mahalchim over here. Why Gid Shani? Either it does not travel by the case of a kid, Gid Anosha, it's like case of Kochosh. Or Taisa wants to say the whole time is of Gid, Gid is not Noisin Tam. We mach with the Shuman. Up to the Gid. There was only Dindu Abonon, so not be Machman that much. Then we have a Gid over here, like Gid is Shani. Somebody said again, it sounds the sigil of the Gemara should be simple. Once you know what it says over here, Shmuel has his memra with three Pshotim, Rav Huna has his memra, and Beit Shittah has another three Pshotim, Rechna has his statement with three tzurotzim over here. Go through the halacha.
How much more?
Ah, I miss my father.
He's dead.
Fine. Halacha and Sif Dalad. The real, the Sif of Tzli, Dalad Hei Vav Zayin Ches. Sif Dalad, the case of Kochosh. Sif Hei is a case of Shomein. Sif Vav is a Sif of Togavah by the case of Tzli. Zayin is a case of Isser Blua. And Ches is the local of Kulio. So, go through first Sif Dalad. We have the case over there, a case of Kochosh. Now, how do we pass? Can you come on the Mechaber? It passes on the first Teretz of Tosis. Loch is by Kochosh, K'deinah Tilo. The Kodesh, when the Shkai, they go the case of K'deinah Tilo. Maisel, come on the Taz. And it brings down the Yam Shlomo wants to argue different avenues. One he says, or Taz from the Yam Shlomo, Beisei from the Shai Dura, he says, first of all, that's only one Teretz of Tosis. Well, not by the case of Kochosh, it says, Maisel travels, you only need the case of Shishim. Secondly, he points out, it brings down Rebbeinu Peretz. Now first, who's Rebbeinu Peretz? You have to realize there, in the Rebbeinu Peretz is a Rishon. There's the top of the Rebbeinu Peretz and the bottom of the Rebbeinu Peretz. When a lot of times, when the Beis Yosef Rebbeinu Peretz, sorry, all the way around. There's, they come along with the Beis Yosef being on the smack. In the smack, there's the top of the smack and the bottom of the smack. Now, a lot of times, when the Beis Yosef says smack, he means the bottom, which is the Rebbeinu Peretz, which is called a Goyis smack. There's a smack and a Goyis smack. Both are Rishonim, and when the Beis Yosef over here says the word smak, it means that Goy smak, which is Rebbeinu Peretz, which the Elul is Baba Kama, everyone knows Tosfos Rebbeinu Peretz. So fine, so we have over here a case of Rebbeinu Peretz, he wants to argue the point, says the Gemara, what's the halacha by this case according to Rabbi Yochanan? The Gemara three terutzim. One teretz the Gemara is Shani, Kochosh, what's the halacha? It's different. It's not Mefafeo, or Mefafeo Shishim. We have two more terutzim. The Ibn Kamal Yam Shloiman says, need Shishim, Mekra Din. Why? Because we have two more Teretz in the Gemara. That means Yom Shlom is arguing from two different avenues. Either he's arguing, besides one Teretz and Toshu says, it's not Mefeo, the other Teretz says, is Mefeo, for assuming the Shishim. A second reason to argue, we have three Teretz in the Gemara, only one Teretz saying, Kochosh to be Mekel. Well, the two Lechora, Pashas arguing over here. They will come on the Yom Shlom and say, Me'ikar Din, by Kochosh need Shishim. I said, Ashlishi, Shum Zadeshin, and the Goyish Ardua, has brought down, that Einanu Bekiyim between Kochosh and Shomein. A lot of people in this room don't even know what the difference between a goat and a cow is. Let alone what is Kochosh, what the case of Shuman over here is. So we don't know the difference. So therefore, come along, this is by Shomei, we'll get the loch in the case of Shishim and Atilo. Also, Shishim and Atilo. Maestah Amor, in the loch in Sefei, he comes along and says, Einan no Bekim, being done at Shumas Adeshan, therefore, Vahoch and Og, and Maestah needs Shishim, Mitzat Chomosh, Shaboy. That means we have the Machabah says Kochosh, Shishim, Mika, didn't call the Yam Shloimo, Shumas Adeshan, Mitzat Chomosh, Shaboy. Maestah, they Ashkenaz, the Prima Godim Chokhmas Odom, or Chashukhan, the Paskin, in Shishim, in the Bekiyim, and even the Svard, the Zechetelik, the Kavachim, they say in Shishim, Mitzav the Sukh of Einoi Bekiyim. Maisa, it comes out, again, we have three things over here. Either we have the Tila called the Machaber, you have Shishim called the Amr Shloimo, or Mitzav Einoi Bekiyim, the Nachbin will get to, but next board, the one afterwards, is that we'll see the Sukh of Einoi Bekiyim will have six different Kulas. If it's coming to the Chumash Shabbai. That means if it's coming to the Me'ikah Din, we pass Kishishim. But once the Amor is coming to the Chumash Shabbai, for example, which is Vada Kochosh, case of Matzo, the Maisel will be Mekel. Certain case will be Vada. Fine, so they will come along, we'll be Machmitzad Einon Abikiyim. Now, in the situation, a person does not know exactly where it fell, and then it got mixed in with other pieces over here. What's the Lachot? Do you need the Tila on the whole entire thing? So come on, Kivegir, on the Mechaber and Sefei, it brings down the Pichodosh, it says he's not sure where exactly it is. Maisa says to be Machmer. Come on, Kivegir, and says, Maisa, why be Machmer? At the end of the day, it's both of Beroiv. In case of Yavish Beyavish, in case of Bittul, Maisa should not be a problem. That's the case of Kochosh. In the case of Shomein, that's a loch and Sefei. Over here, the question is how to Paskin. Come on, Mashal, he has a Kul over here. He says, only Shishim, and not Klip and Atilo. And he writes in his Sefer and the Chulin, Aksil B'choshech Cholech, those will be Machmer. It brings him back to the Sugya of Melicha over here, and again, we have to get back to the Sugya of Melicha. He says, this is his Kulo, that's only Shishim, and not Shishim and Atilo. Only Shishim. He has a Kulo. The Maisi, the Mechaba says, Atzirajbo, it's Shishim and Atilo. That's your Paskin, the Shakal, this way, if you can go to him, we have Paskin, Shishim and Atilo. Now, the point out, you have to realize, We have a mission again of Sochem Daf Ein Heim Beis. The mission over there says Halacha is the Tila over the case of Korban Pesach. Machlokes among the Rishonim is where do you put it by Kochosh or by Shomim? That means Tosis is put it by the case of Kochosh. It's the Tila. The Rashi put it by the case of Shomim. But no one puts it by both. Except for who? The Mechaber. Came from Mechaber and somehow he put the Halacha of the Tila Sai on Sif Dalet and Sai on Sif Hei. It took on the chumrah of Tosfos, took on the chumrah of the Rashba. Once that's so, those who are medayik, the words of the Mechaber, it says, Shnafu l'mokum yidua. We know exactly where it fell. Therefore, we do not know exactly where it fell. It's a chumrah and sefei. Bekri paskin the tila by the case of kochosh. By shomim, it's only a case of a chumrah. Says the Kiveger, according to Pri Chodesh, since I do not know exactly where it fell, therefore, we're coming to be makel over here. That means you come along, you have to realize in Sif Dalid, the Tila is Mirkadin, said the Bekiveger. In Sefei, according to the Rajva, might be Mirkadin, but according to us, it's only Chumro, it's only the Chumro Shabai. Therefore, we did not know exactly where it fell, but my said it's Mutter. Those who come along and say, you want to say that Pshan the Mechaber, come along by the Shulchan, others, it's three different questions. First, the words of the Mechaber is Shnofel B'mok Miduah. That's the words of the Rajva. Rajva says it fell B'mok Miduah. And the Rashi himself holds that's Mirka Din, that's the Mishnah. But in fact, by the Shulchan in the Kiveger, you want to say you definitely get a bittel one side or the other, bittel has to have three. So as you know, pieces only have two sides over here, not three sides. We're in the case of bittel over here. Void says about the Shulchan, we'll get to look at some kuftes. I can't be worked on a couple times before already. When you eat them, can you eat it all together? Rashi's Chumro. Over here, should not be able to eat them all together. So at the end of the day, the Baal HaShulchan wants to factoring upon this heter of this concept, we do not know exactly where it fell. But my suggestion is to make it practical. Because the Sefer says, numerous times you can have in your house, where a person, let's say, they touch milchiks. Or kids, you have, they touch milchiks, they have the yogurt, and then there's fleishiks around, and like, oh no, my kids touch the fleishiks. We're on the schnitzel, we're on the chicken, where exactly, where is it, what's the loch over here, what do you go do? And then they touch it, you know, they have some greasy oil or fats on their hand, what do you go do? Says the Megillah Sefer, at the end of the day, it's either a chumro. We have a case of shishim. We have a kiveg in the pre-chadosh. But maisa, the case either chumro or betel. Maisa, not a problem. I mean, numerous times you get a shiloh. My kids touched the chicken, the hands were put up in milchiks, or even we know for sure it's milchiks. What's halacha? Kiveg over here. Chumro pre-chadosh. Maisa, you have a sugya of betel over here. Or mitzat the chumro shiboy. Halacha is maisa, we have shishim. There's no problem being mavashal. Well, is there, they need shishim. Why might come mavashal? About the shishim over here with the kids' hand. The only thing you're left with is the sugya of Atilo, you have a case of Bittul, the mice is not a problem. If again, if it happens in your house, we don't encourage it, and we never yell, but mice, you have food over here, the mice is mochi, even though you partially you know you or your wife, your kids, the mice touch it with milk in your hands. Not a problem. But next time, we'll go through the long Tazen Sifei. It's Kedai to see Sif Zayin before you see Sifei over here, and try to finish off the sugya of Tzli. Aslav Rabba.